Staying in the United States, a murder trial has begun involving a former US Marine accused of killing the former Navy SEAL on whom the hit film American Sniper is based. Described as the most lethal US serviceman ever, Chris Kyle was gunned down along with a friend 2 years ago. His alleged killer is pleading not guilty on the grounds of insanity, as Nick Grimm reports.
It's been nominated for 6 Academy Awards and playing to packed cinemas across the United States, with box office sales already totalling close to $300 million. American Sniper tells the story of the celebrated US Navy SEAL Chris Kyle, a man credited with the most confirmed kills of any US serviceman in history.
I got a military-age male on a cell phone watching the convoy, over.
If you think he's reporting troop movement, you have a green light. Your call, over.
Maybe he's just calling his old lady.
During 4 tours to Iraq, the highly trained marksman claimed 255 probable kills. Many were unable to be confirmed, so the official headcount remains at 160.
Hold on, I got a woman and a kid 200 yards out, moving towards the convoy.
After leaving the military in 2009, Chris Kyle wrote a book about his life and became a national figure in the US, a hero to many and a role model for other veterans struggling to make the adjustment back to civilian life.
Yeah, she's got a grenade. She's got an RKG, Russian grenade. She's saying to the kid.
You say a woman and a kid?
You got eyes on this? Can you confirm?
But for Kyle himself, his post-military life would be tragically brief. He was shot and killed 2 years ago, gunned down along with a friend, Chad Littlefield. It's alleged by a third veteran they were trying to help cope with post-traumatic stress disorder. The accused killer, Eddie Ray Routh, is a former US Marine who served in Iraq and post-earthquake hit Haiti. His trial for the murders of Kyle and Littlefield has just got underway in Stephenville, Texas, before a state district judge.
All right, the indictment has been read at this time. How does the defendant plead?
The not guilty plea, hard to hear there in the Texas courtroom. Eddie Ray Routh's defence rests on a plea of insanity, that he was incapable of distinguishing between right and wrong when he went to a shooting range with Chris Kyle and Chad Littlefield and shot them repeatedly. Afterwards, he called his sister, who in turn contacted police. That audio recording now part of the case against him.
He's now left, but he told me that he's committed a murder.
But when he took their lives, he was in the grip of a psychosis. A psychosis so severe at that point in time that he did not know what he was doing was wrong.
That was the voice of Tim Moore, Eddie Ray Routh's defence lawyer. Moments before they were killed, Chris Kyle texted to his friend Chad Littlefield, "This dude is straight up nuts." Routh later said he shot the pair because they'd been about to suck out his soul. The case has triggered debate in the United States. Chris Kyle's widow, Taya, who was herself already a national figure before featuring in the movie of her husband's life, has made her views clear in the court of public opinion.
Somebody taking the lives of two people who were there to help them, that's not PTSD in my opinion.
And inevitably, such a high-profile case presents challenges when impanelling a jury. Those excused from sitting on the case speaking afterwards to the media.
He didn't put his clothes on backwards. He was a sane mind to go to that shooting range.
It needs to be a situation where the jury feels sympathy for the defendant.
Legal analyst Barry Sorrells explains the legal hurdle facing Eddie Ray Routh's legal team.
There really has to be a severe mental disease or defect that's clear. And usually that includes a history, a documented history of mental illness.
The only times we hear about PTSD are in these really horrible cases where someone has gone well beyond the brink.
Matthew Beard is a research associate with the Centre for Faith, Ethics and Society at Australia's University of Notre Dame. He specialises in military ethics and the post-war experiences of military personnel.
It's really important when we hear about cases, especially in the United States, of veterans going, you hear about a shooting or an attack on a military facility or a kidnapping, and suddenly it's mentioned that the alleged perpetrator is a veteran who has been said to be suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Immediately, there is a connection that's made in people's minds, both civilians and military personnel, that the diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder is an incredibly dangerous one, and these people are radically unstable and very, very dangerous to society. We've started to associate those two things in our mind, to think that veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder are ticking time bombs, and that's absolutely not the case.
Dr. Matthew Beard is from the University of Notre Dame. He was speaking to Nick Grimm.